I'm talking here about Robert Mugabe, who presided over the land issue in Zimbabwe until there was nothing, the farms. You will recall that there was a time when the white people in the farms would go to the government and ask if the government was interested in their farms. The government would give them letters of no interest, and then they continued farming. So this, the government of ZANU-PF allowed the land issue for a very long time to continue unresolved until such a time that they thought they would leverage on the land issue when they were suffering pressure, you know, that was caused by the formation of the MDC in the around 99 and 2000. That's when all of a sudden they remembered that there was something called the land which had been distributed to the people. And then they embarked on that chaotic exercise that caused the kind of, you know, a tragedy that Zimbabwe has suffered since 2000. So, Mr. Chuma, probably things that being outside Zimbabwe makes one clueless. It will only take a clueless person to think like that. This is a global a village where information flows freely from one point to another. You don't have to go and be a regular guest at State House and lick up somebody's boots to know what's happening in Zimbabwe. You just have, I mean, you know that at the click of the finger. I think he has to be taught that.
And Mr. Juma, the land issue has been, you know, problematic in Zimbabwe. And like what Mr. Mkwanazi is saying, people are blaming it for all the problems that the country is having. Your reaction to that?
We tried to make sure that this thing was done properly. And we must also know, by the way, that we had never experienced any land reform or land resolution, or you want to speak about it. So we're not going to have a proper formula. We did it haphazardly because we did not have any precedent to follow.
Mr. Mkwanazi.
Chuma needs to be educated, and I don't know how much time he still has to go back to school. But the truth of the matter is that Zimbabwe was a thriving economy before ZANU-PF took over. There was a thriving industrial presence in Bulawayo and everywhere else. Where is Dayreport today? Where is CSC? Where is Wange Colliery? Where is ZISCO? These were companies that were providing jobs. Right now in Zimbabwe, the unemployment rate is around 90%. Where have we ever seen a country that survives on informal trading? Because somebody totally decided that he was going to facilitate the transfer of state resources to individuals in his cabal of a party. So that's the kind of a person who is celebrating his birthday today, and he thinks that we are going to hail and salute that. We are not going to do that. We are going to condemn. We are going to point fingers at somebody who has presided over the death of what was a beautiful country. Shame on ZANU-PF. Shame on Robert Mugabe.
Mr. Chuma, just a few words.
Mr. Mkwanazi, definitely, like you said, that after singing for my supper, maybe he's trying to look good with the white men out there. But the truth of the matter is that Robert Mugabe did very well. It's his birthday, and we salute him, and we wish him very well, and we thank God for the 92 years. And it is very clear that this is a God-given man, because most people at 80, they can hardly walk, actually. And for him to be at 92 and still walk up straight is amazing. It just shows that this is a God-given man. God has a mission with him. And we'll keep on praying that God manifests himself through his leadership. And Zimbabwe will come right again, whether he likes it or not, whether you are there or not.